u'makbid, and the drabanan if it's either rov or makbid. Last time we talked about the lundus of chatzitos. Today we'll talk about some of the interesting applications of that rule. And again, hopefully in a couple minutes we'll actually start the Shulchan Aruch. So an interesting shaila that the Achronim deal with is like this. Since midrabanan, miyot rov ve'eno makbid is a chatzitza. So let's say you had rov ve'eno makbid. But now you're going to be makbid. Why are you makbid? It's a chatzitza midrabanan. So maybe it should now become a chatzitza midaraisa because you're makbid. It's true, you're only makbid midrabanan. So Rav Chaim gives an answer. He says, a very happy answer, you're only makbid on the miyut of the rov. Right? Let's say I'm 75% covered with, I don't know, something that I'm not makbid about. Makeup. Makeup might be a little different, but let's say it. Right? I have, temporary tattoos with mamashas on 75% of my body. I'm not makbid. I put them there. But they're 75% of my body, so good. So midraisa, it should be okay. Except that since midrabanan, I have to remove them. So then I'm makbid. But the answer is, how much do I have to remove? I have to remove 26%. So good. So I'm only makbid about that, which means how much total am I makbid about? Miyut. So therefore, it won't be a chatzitza midaraisa. That's Rav Chaim's answer. So Rav Elchanan says, he quotes Rav Chaim, he says, I have a much simpler answer, which is that something that you're only makbid about, mitzad the halacha of chatzitzos, is not considered a kpeda. And this is an idea that we all know from Hilchos Shabbos. Everybody knows that if you have a sick reisha delo nichalei, so either it's okay or it's not midoraisa. Let's say it's lo nichalei because I'm Shomer Shabbos. Right? Let's imagine a refrigerator light, assuming that's a sick reisha. So, really, I don't want the refrigerator light to go on. Why? Because that would be Chilul Shabbos. So we don't say, it's a psik reisha delo nichalei. Rather, we say that since under normal circumstances, lights on in a refrigerator is something that people prefer, that's why they actually install them. I know Orthodox people wonder, whose great idea was it to start putting light bulbs into refrigerators? But in theory, they are something that is actually helpful. And that being the case, So we don't say it's lo nichalei, we say it's nichalei. So too over here, Rav Elchanan says, look, really, I want this pretend tattoo here. The only reason why I want it off is al tzedinei chatzitza. So that's not considered makbid. Oh, that's what Rav Elchanan says. So it's interesting. So what would Rav Chaim say about that raya? Right, there are a bunch of Rishonim who make that point, the refrigerator light point. It's Taisus and Bav Metzia, Daf Lamed, and Taisus and Psachim, on Daf Chavav Amud Beis. So what would Rav Chaim say? So l'chora the answer is that here it's totally different, because like we mentioned last week, makbid might mean rotze litlo. Since lemaisa, I want to take this off, even if it's only for halachic reasons, that might make it considered makbid. Right? Lemaisa, makbid. There it's a different question. The question is it considered nichale or lo nichale? But here, and then we say, we don't look at the halachic considerations in the factor. Here, the question, lemaisa, it's true, I only want to take it off for halachic reasons, but lemaisa, I want it off. And if I want it off, then it's makbid. So that's why Reb Chaim, perhaps, didn't say like Reb Elchanan. Now, Rabbi Chaim and Rabbi Chanan both do assume that would be a chatzitza midaraisa, though there are some achronim, the Yeshuas Yaakov, over here, in the first shtickel in our simen, it says, Inachanami, it is a chatzitza midaraisa. Now, another way to sort of perhaps be machmir on the shayla, to say against Rabbi Chanan, is either like Rabbi Chaim or the Yeshuas Yaakov, would be maybe not everybody agrees in terms of Hilchos Shabbos, right? Tosfos says this idea in Hilchos Shabbos, that if I don't want it for halachic reasons, it's still considered nichali. There's a run that gives a different answer to Tosfos' question. So the question is, does the Ron disagree? There's a shtickle from Shlomo Zalman Orbach. He writes, everybody agrees to Tosfos, and he tries to learn the Ron differently. The Ron writes that if a person is selling chutneys, and he's carrying chutneys, and it provides warmth, and he would love to wear it, except that he doesn't want to wear it for halachic reasons, so it's still considered lo nichalei. It sounds like it's against Tosfos. Rabbi Chanan says, no, he would agree to Tosfos, that's dafka, because levisha b'lo kavanas hana is no semasa, and the like. Anyway, it's a very interesting question in general, how to look at chatzitzos, and generally speaking, how halachic preferences factor into this. And we'll actually see this question does come up a couple of times in our simen, so that's why we're considering it in the Hakdama. Yeah?
I think this might be possible, but how does he know that you have to have a hafado on the rove to count the midaraisa? Maybe a hafado on a meal, even though it is on the rove, counts on the midaraisa level in order to make it.
So that's his chiddush. It doesn't, I don't think it's a raya, but it's mistaber. In other words, how much, especially if you focus on what, again, we saw in a number of Rishonim, that kpeda means wanting to remove. So how much do you want to remove? Answer is, I want to remove exactly 26%. So therefore, I'm makbid on 26%. I don't want to remove any more than 26%. I want to keep on as much of my tattoos as I possibly can. Otherwise, I'm going to have to put them on again after I come out of the mikvah. So why shouldn't you say that?
You can say it's like a robe of robe. Like, you need a robe on your body to make it up. That's usually the right stuff. But a kapod must be a robe of the robe or something. So he's asking.
Why would you? Yeah, but why would you say that? I mean, I think the simpler explanation is not to assume what you're saying. Okay. Now, question number two for today. There's a Gemara in Bava Kamma that implies that there's a chiyuv de'oraisa to do iyun before tefila and mikvah. Chafif is de'rabanan, iyun is de'oraisa. Iyun is not as encompassing as chafifa, but you have to look yourself over and check to make sure you don't have chatzitzas before going to the mikvah. There are some Rishonim who assume that's not de'oraisa. Sounds like that's the view of the Rambam and the Tur. But most Rishonim assume that that's mid-de'oraisa. Now, the question that we want to consider today is how could you ever have a chiyuv de'oraisa for iyun if the only chatzitza mid-de'oraisa is rov u'makbid? Or you don't have to look very hard to notice that you have something that's covering most of your body that you don't want to be there. So I could be very confident, even without doing Ian Midoraisa, that I don't have a chatzitza mavu makbid. So how do we understand that chiyuv deoraisa? Maybe this tells us something about the nature of chatzitzos. So the easiest answer would be, according to a number of Rishonim, who actually don't hold that rov umakbid is always relevant. So, for example, the sheet of the Gaonim, as we'll see, is that rov se'ar is a chatzitza. In other words, you look at hair independently of the rest of your body. So most of your hair is all knotted up, as can happen, especially if you don't take a shower for a while. So your hair is all knotted up. So then that would be a chatzitza if it's rov umakbid on your hair. We look at rovu makbid on your hair separately from rovu makbid on the rest of your body. So then you could say, at least on your hair, you could require ian midoraisa, because conceivably you could have rov umakbid without awareness that you have rov umakbid. So that's one possibility, and then you'd have to say that the chiyuv of ian midoraisa is probably just on your seyar. Ah, so you're saying that what I'm saying is not really correct, because if it's only one, you have to have each hair individually knotted, right? And not just individually knotted, but knotted up and down all the way through, because covering most of the hair, we're actually going to talk about is that true or not when we talk about rov seyar, what does that mean? But the Hashem Shah you're saying is that you have to have all your hair, because if they're all like mushed up together, that's multiple hairs, and the water could penetrate. And if it's a single hair, so then the knot only covers a small percentage of the hair. So what are the odds that most of your hair is not, you know, without you have dreadlocks that you don't like without noticing. So, and not just like ordinary dreadlocks, but we're talking about dreadlocks actually. There's an interesting halacha l'maisa shaila that came up not too long ago about dreadlocks. But anyway, yeah, so Nunu, you're saying, according to some, we're going to see that you don't need the hair, the knot to be covering your whole hair. The truth is, it sounds that way a little bit from the Shulchan Aruch. Why that is, we'll talk about when we get there. But if you said like that, it would be better. But you're still saying it's not the most gishmak answer. I agree. Yeah?
Or it could be like some achorim hold, and they go on in that it's any mako.
If you hold, correct, like the Meiri, that it's any makom kinoseya, or the Meiri goes even further, any individual aver, that's where he says what seyer's from, then it could be a little better. Yep, so you're right, if you hold like them. Certainly, if you learn like Rashi, that miut umakbid al gufo is chotis midoraisa, and maybe even miut she'en umakbid al gufo is chotis midoraisa, we'll talk about that sheet of Rashi shortly, so then the Gemara Bava Kam makes a lot of sense. So it's actually a very nice raya for sheetas Rashi. A very nice raya for Shitas Rashi. So, according to the view of some Rishonim, again, Gaonim, certainly the Meiri, Shitas Rashi, again, there's a machlokas how to read Rashi, but one way or the other, according to a number of Rishonim, where there are parts of the body that might have higher requirements or individual requirements, so that would possibly be one way to answer the question. Again, is it always, is it easy, maybe, maybe not, and the like. Yeah.
Is it possible that you can have makbid without knowing about it?
Yes, I think so. If I knew about it and I would want it off, then a makbid, right? In fact, we talk about most of our shailas that we have l'maisa are talking about our questions of miut umakbid, right? And there are almost always shailas of miut umakbid. I don't know. Woman goes to the mikvah and then she calls you up and she says, "Ah, I found a piece of skin, you know, stuck to my lip, or some mucus in my nose, or something like that." I don't know, whatever it is. We're going to talk about how to answer those questions. Oftentimes they're going to turn out to be okay because they're miyot veino makbid and the like. But if they were makbid, if there was this big thing on your back that you didn't know about, but as soon as you're told about it, you say, "Oh, that's terrible. I want that off." So that would certainly be makbid, even though you don't know about it. Yeah. As soon as, exactly. You want it off. You want it off either immediately, or if you hold like the rivet, even if you don't want it off immediately, but you want it off at some point, then that would be a problem. Fine. So that's answer number one, right? Various Rishonim. Now, are there any other places where you could have a situation of a chatzitza midoraisa without rov umakbid? Right? So the first answer we said is, yeah, according to the Gaonim on the hair, according to Rashi, maybe on the body, according to the Meiri and Elim. That's one answer. Any other cases where you have the possibility of a chatzitza midoraisa without rov? So maybe the answer is the Zichron Yosef. The Zichron Yosef famously says, the Mishnah says, "Kavtza yada kilu lo tavla." What does that mean? She clenches her hand really tight, her fist. Says kilo otafla. Why? Because her fist is clenched so tightly that the water can't get onto the palm of her hands. Now, what does that mean? What type of chatzitza is that? So the Mishnah says it's kilu lo tavla. So the Zichron Yosef says, what does that mean? That's not just an ordinary chatzitza. That's lack of bias mayim. That's like having your finger out of the mikvah. In which case, we said, as we talked about last time, even miyut could be a chatzitza. So, theoretically then, maybe that's the requirement for Iyon Deoraisa. In other words, that's a case where you could have not have Rovu Makbid and still have a Chatzitza Mideoraisa. But this is a little difficult because it's very hard to imagine that Iyon Mideoraisa means to check that your hands aren't clenched or your lips aren't puckered or your toes aren't scrunched or whatever that is. So, that could work, but it doesn't seem like it's going to help. The third possible answer, again, is a very fascinating chiddush of the Igros Moshe. Chachmas Adam says a similar thing. Reb Chaim says a similar thing. Slightly different contexts. But they say a very interesting question. We have a principle called Ein Safik Motzi Midei Vadai. It's Gemara Pesachim. And if you look at that Gemara Pesachim, at least the way Rashi and Tosfos read it, we say Ein Safik Motzi Midei Vadai. What that means is that it's not just saying if it's a Safik, you have to be Machmir, that's Safik Deraisa L'Chumra. Ein Safik Motzi Midei Vadai means that until something is Vadai, it's Barur, then we will assume the initial status until we know with certainty that it has changed. And therefore, even if there's a rov is not vadai. Lashon Rashi over there in Pesachim is ein gimgum v'hiluch achar harov. That's why the Gemara assumes that as long as it's rov chaverim ma'asrim, so it's a proof against ein safik motzi midei vadai. Then we say no, it's chazaka shein chaver meliach migura shein mesukan tachas yado. So then it wouldn't be a violation because chazaka is vadai. That's a very important sugi, understanding the difference between rov and chazaka, especially because they're both ruba de lesa kamans. Chazaka we look at as differently. We see it as a vadai, not a safik. But the point is that the fact that I could say, well, odds are that there was no chatzitza here, is not enough. Now, Rav Moshe has a very interesting way of saying this. Moshe writes, what is tevila with a chatzitza? And this brings us back to the kler that we had last time. Last time, our whole shir was about what does a chatzitza do? Is a chatzitza a lack of tevila? Or is a chatzitza tevila with a chatzitza? So Rav Moshe here has a theory where he thinks that a regular chatzitza is actually a lack of tevila. Like we saw last time, the opinion of Rashi in the Tur. A regular chatzitza, as opposed to certain types of chatzitzos and besa, without getting in, we'll get into those details of the other type according to Rav Moshe later on. But for now, a regular chatzitza that we're talking about, like, you know, dirt on your skin, that would be a lack of tefillah. It's not just tefillah with the chatzitza, but it's a lack of tefillah. So therefore, Rav Moshe writes, let's say we could say that odds are that there was no chatzitza on you, right? If I went to the mikvah, I didn't look at myself before I went in the mikvah. I just jumped in and went out. And now we can't tell. So the rabbi asks, was there a chatzitza? You say, oh, I'm quite confident there was no chatzitza over there. Right? I would say 85% chance there was no chatzitza there. Would we follow Rov? Would the Raisa we follow Rov? Answer is no. Because Ein Safik Motzi Midei Vadai. Because I don't know that there was a tevila. If you knew there was a tevila, you just didn't know if it was a good tevila or not a good tevila, then we would follow Rov. But if you don't even know that there's a tevila, then we don't follow Rov. Rav Chaim uses that to explain different types of halachos in Dinei Shechita, why sometimes we follow Rov and sometimes we don't follow Rov. It depends. Certain types of psulim and Shechita is not Shechita, And certain types of shechita psulim are invalid shechitas. And as I said, Rav Moshe says the same type of thing with chatzitzos. Certain types of things that we call chatzitzos are tvilos, invalid tvilos, and certain types of chatzitzos are non-tvilos. If it's a invalid tvila, so we know there is a tvila, we just don't know if it's good or not, so then we could follow Rov. Right? We say the same thing even for Safik Durabban and Lakula, for example. Safik Inuach. If I'm unsure if I left an Erev in the first place, like I don't know if it was a Tevel or not, so then we're Machmir. We don't say Safik Durabban and Lakula. Whereas if I know I left an Erev, I just don't know if it was eaten up by a bear before Shabbos or not, then we do say Safik Durabban Lakula. We find these Chilukim in many places in Halacha. So that's the Chiddush. So that's by Rav Moshe says that by Deraisa, we wouldn't follow Rav. So Rav Moshe says that's exactly the point over here. Rav Moshe answers this question by saying, look, since a chatzitza means it's not a tevila at all, again, going back to our hakira from last time, it's not a tevila. So it's true I could tell you 85% chance there wasn't a chatzitza covering Rav of my body. But Rav isn't enough. Because Ein Safik Motzi Midei Vada, I need to know with certainty that there was a tevila. Now you'll tell me, come on. I can tell you with certainty that there wasn't Rov Chatzitza that I'm Makbid. I don't know if that's so true, you could say with certainty. You know, a couple days of not taking a shower in the summer, you feel pretty grimy, right? And could it be that there's sweat and grime covering most of your body? Yeah, now you could tell me if I don't look. Odds are that it's not there. But could you say with certainty? Well, if you can't say with certainty, so then we would say Ein Safik Miotzi Midei Vadai. And that's why there's a chiyuv of Iyun Midoraisa, because at least some of the time, without Iyun, I could not say with certainty that there was no chatzitza covering Rov of my body. Yes?
What's the vaday in this case? Is it vaday?
I'm vaday tame, right? And there's a suffix tvila. If there was no chatzitza, so then there was a tvila. If there was a chatzitza, there wasn't a tvila. So if I think it's 85% chance there was no chatzitza, so there's an 85% chance there was a tvila and a 15% chance that there wasn't a tvila. Ein safik motzi midei vadai, which includes rov. That would be gimgum vihilochach harov. To say that there was a tevila, when I don't know if there was a tevila or not. I don't know if there was a tevila. It's like we talked about before, safik hinuach. I don't know if there was a maisa tevila or not. 85% chance there was. Because if there was no chatzitza, then there was a tevila. There was chatzitza, there wasn't a tevila. Yeah. Rav Moshe holds that a safek chatzitza is a safek tevila. If you held that the presence of a chatzitza doesn't mean it's not a tevila, right?
I mean, why would this be should be held inside that it is a successful tevila just there's a chatzitza?
It is because then you know there was a maisa tevila. That then you follow Rov because there's already a reya. So there was a maisa tevila. The shaila is, was it good or not good? Correct. So then we follow, that's where the Torah says you're allowed to follow Rov. Because it's already a suffix. You're not trying to be Motzi Midei Vada, you're trying to be Motzi Midei Suffix. Ah! Achra Abel Lahatos. You're allowed to follow Rov, Lotzi Midei Suffix. You're not allowed to follow Rov, Lotzi Midei Vadai. So if I know there was a tefillah, the Shaila was it a good tefillah or a bad tefillah? Achra Abel Lahatos, the Torah says follow Rov. But if I don't even know there was a tefillah or not, my question is, was there a tefillah? So then we don't follow Rav. So Rav Moshe actually says it's going to depend on what type of chatzitza it is. Is it the type of chatzitza that is a non-tfila? Rav Moshe actually, since I mentioned, says the exact opposite of the Zichron Yosef that we said before. Even though he's saying it in the Zichron Yosef, that's a different issue. As we mentioned last time. The Zichron Yosef says that the clenched fist is a non-tfila. Dirt on the fist is a tfila. It's just invalid, possibly. Rav Moshe says the opposite. Rav Moshe says clenched fist is vadei tevila because you have a clean hand underwater. It happens to be that if you did that, on the majority of your body, midaraisa would be chotzeitz, and if you did it in a minority of your body, midarabanan it's chotzeitz. But it is a tefillah because you were entirely underwater. Whereas the chatzitza is not even a tefillah. So Rav Moshe and Zichron Yosef say the exact opposite svaros, but they come to the same conclusion that there is a type of chatzitza that's non-tevila. Just the question is, which type of chatzitza is it? Zichron Yosef has that diak from the Mishnah that karta sifsosaki lo tavla, that that type is a non-tevila. Rav Moshe, and we'll talk about later on why he wants to say this, but again, as we already saw it last time, that this is the position of the Torah, Rashi holds that chatzitza is a non-tevila, so that's what leads to his conclusion. Okay, so that's answer number three. Answer number four. The Shari Tzion, I didn't see it inside, but it's quoted in footnote number two in the Beis Yosef, says that it's a Stirin Sagyos and a Hanami. There's no way to resolve this question. And the Gemara in Bava Kama that says Yonis Deraisa must not be going like the opinion that the only type of chatzitza is Rovu Makbid. Now, the difficulty with this answer is obviously it's not Eiska Haltan Lahalacha, because we accept the Gemara in Bava Kama and we accept the Gemara in Erevin and Sukkah and the like. But he thought that this question was so strong, it has to be Stirin Sagyos. And finally, answer number five, a very interesting answer, I saw in the Mishmeres Tahara. He says that maybe there's a mitzvah de oraisa to be tovel without chatzitzos. L'chatchila. When we say, rovu makbid is chotzeitz b'diavet, but miyotu makbid or rovu eino makbid midoraisa is good, that means b'diavet it's good. How do I know that there's this din l'chatchila mid oraisa? Because the pasuk says v'rachatz kol b'saro, right, which is the source for chatzitzos, kol b'saro. That's what the Mishmeres Tahara says.
You mean there's a mitzvah d'oraisa not to have a chatzitza
at all?
Any chatzitza,
kol b'saro. It's very similar to Rav Schechter's famous shtickle of like l'chatchila, you try to be yotze the pshuto shel mikra. So the pshuto shel mikra, kol b'saro is kol b'saro. Now, I think the way Rav Schechter says it is it's like it's an inyan to do it. But to say what he's saying, which is it's like mamish de lechatchila mideoraisa that's mechayev iyan, is a very schwer thing. Why? I think Rabbi Willig might have made this hara. Because it's against Tosfos. Tosfos says that there's no such thing as lechatchila b'diavet on a matir. Oh, maybe you'll say it's a mitzvah. So that gets us back to that question. Is tevila a mitzvah or just a matir? But if we assume that tevila is just a matir and it is not a mitzvah. Now when we say mitzvah, we don't mean counted as one of the tarayag mitzvos, right? We already saw in the previous siman that the Rambam counts tevila as one of the tarayag mitzvos, but it's a matir. It just, he thinks you could count a matir as a mitzvah. So Tosfos says, Tosfos in Nida, that you can't have a din l'chatchila on a mitzvah. It's Tosfos Nida Samech Vav Amud Beis. This question is over there. We're going to see this later on. But Mide Oraisa, we assume that for Beis Astarim, you don't need Bias Mayim. All you need is Royal Bias Mayim. So Tosa says, and the Gemara makes the analogy to Blila Baya Mincha. Call it Rayla Bila, and Bila Makav Espo. So Tosa says, well, we know by Blila L'chatchila, you're supposed to do actual Blila. So maybe also, you should L'chatchila require Tfila Beis Estar. Maybe everybody should be Toveles with her mouth open, and let her mouth fill up with water. It's true, it's not Ma'akev, as long as her mouth is free of chatzitzos. But maybe that should be l'chatchila. That's Tosfos' question, just like by Mincha. And his answer is, because it's a matir. Ein svara gabe tefila shelo ekbida toira ala sheyitahira adam. Vein lomad l'chatchila li bayi. T'kem dibdi avatar l'chatchila nami lo bayi. Right, Tosa says that the whole idea is, as long as you, if it works, it works. Don't start telling me l'chatchilas or b'diavets. It's true, we have halach l'maisa, a million things that we're going to say, yeah, l'chatchila, you should do this. But those are cases of usually, you know, it's a machlokas ha-poskim, so l'chatchila, you may as well be machmir, b'di'evet, we'll say you could be somech on X, Y, and Z. But on a deraisa level, it's inconceivable, Tosa says, that you could have such a thing as a l'chatchila tevila and a b'di'evet tevila. If it works, it works, and you don't have to do anything more. The truth is, by the way, other Rishonim, Tosis acknowledges that for mitzvos de'oraisa you could have l'chatchilas and b'di'avet. Tosis gives the example for, let's say, rekika by chalitza, or blila by menachos, or the like. The Ramban, the Ritva, Ramban's in Chulin, Chavzayin and Aleph, by whether l'chatchila you should do for shchita, you should do more than kol rov simen echad by oaf, or rov shnei simanim by behema. And the ritvas in sukkah on daf yud aleph on the base, and they say even on mitzvos midoraisa it's not shaych l'chatchil and b'diavet. Don't bring me a raya from blila, that's the mitzvah of blila. So if you don't do, it's not makiv the karban, but you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of blila. Or rekika, or kriya from bikurim, or chalitza. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah, kriya. But it's not havas bikurim b'diavet. It's a separate mitzvah. So one way or the other, everybody would agree, l'chora, that by a matir, and maybe even by a mitzvah, it's not shayach l'chatchila midoraisa. So that answer is going to force you to say a couple of things. Either to say even by matir you could have l'chatchila, which is difficult to imagine, or to say tevila is a mitzvah, and therefore shayach l'chatchila, which is also a pretty big chiddush. So that's the difficulty in the answer of the Mishmer Satara. Yes?
Would it be so schwer, no, I'm not saying the if the Mishmer Satara held Tevila Bezman HaMitzvah, then why is that schwer?
Yeah, so that's what we talked about last time. It sort of depends on how you understand Tevila Bezman HaMitzvah, but you're correct. If Tevila Bezman is Mitzvah, so let's assume at least Tevila... So what it would mean, let's say within Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam thinks we don't paskin that way, but we do paskin like the Gemara in Iyun, Deraisa, but let's say you could explain the Gemara Bava Kama Shelo Ali B'Dilchasa, that's sort of like the answer of the Shari Tzion, maybe that's the machlokas between the Gemara and the Sugyos. The Gemara Bava Kama is going like the Man De Amar Tefila Bezman HaMitzvah, and it's assuming that when it says Iyun is Deraisa, it means if it's Bezmana. Seems like a difficult ukimta, but that would be one possible direction that you could go in. I agree. Yes? Yeah, Kenzine. That would be another possible answer that you could have an end, right? In other words, looking for cases where some Rishonim hold, you could have a chatzitza deraisa and a miyot, so that would be another direction you could go in, Rabbi Avraham Mitul. Possibly. Yeah?
What about the basis of sarin?
What about that?
Aren't they distinct if you have in your armpit or something?
That's an interesting question. Maybe for the Miri. Or the those or some shitos called any makom kina seyar. So that goes back to the first answer. Right? Base astamim, base akmatim, applying the gaonim that way. Yeah. That was Bichlal, the first answer. Yes?
Just related to that, you could turn around and be told. So, according to Shitos, that Miyad Ahmad, that Amiyad Shitam Akhil is like the Pachas Pagot. For any type of, let's say, Ayam Akhil is Pachas Pagot, then why would you.
Well, sorry, one second. I don't think that would help the Rabbi Avraham Mitul. Because Rabbi Avraham Mitul is just saying that the ring has a din of Makbid. But it would still be Miyad HaMakbid. No. He's just saying the chiddush is that it has a din of makbid because it's so chashav. You need to like both of your body covered with rings.
I thought last time we were saying that it would be a chiddush. That chashav would be a
chiddush. That's going further than I think. What? Why do you think it's not talking about halacha lemaisa? He's explaining the Tosafta that a ring is a chatzitza. The Tosafta is l'chara libet helchasa. It's not telling you what the din deraisa is. The din derabanan is miyadu makbid. So once the chazal were misake, miyadu makbid is a chatzitza. So a ring is miyadu makbid. That's his point, right? But it's still going to only be miyadu makbid, right? It's not batal because it's chashivas. But just like any other miyad isn't batal due to its. But I don't think he would say that even for Rav, and I don't think that would help. Yeah, is that what you're saying, Ravi?
No, I was just saying that if you say that the whole shot of why you do race is not promised as opposed to the good, it's very hard to say the svar of Shemar and Zatara. Meaning, the whole svar is why it's not a chatzitza on the race level is that it's an extension of the good. Why would there be any...
Yeah, you'd have to say something along the lines of... like Pshuto Shal Mikra, Kol V'Saro. This isn't Kol. That's not the way in a Chanami we understand the pasuk in light of the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. It actually raises an interesting question, which we'll hopefully talk about shortly today. But that is, you know, what would be absent the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai? Would we have thought that any amount, regardless of Kpeda, would be a chatzitza or the like? But yeah. Very big chiddush, one way or the other. Oh, in the atlan, this is lechatchila. This goes back to Shmuel's part that we're gonna make this into bittel. No. That's interesting, Shaila, whether that's a din deraisa, but that might be a din deraisa. There might be. Pashta saying vatlanis lechatchila is a din derabanan, but there might be some basis for saying certain examples of that are deraisa. But Lachart's already batal. In other words, it's not like by going into the mikvah, I'm mevatal my chatzitzos, right? They're batal already. Ein mevatal nisal chatchila. If you wanted to apply this here, again, I'm not sure it would make sense. Would be to take paint and paint your body and say, but I'm not makfid, so now it's batal, right? So that would be to be mevatal chatchila. But assuming we're talking about a person that's already painted, so then it's already bato. Okay. Sif Aleph. Have to finish the Hakdam at some point. I mean, not everybody agrees with that, but... Okay. So the Darkei Moshe is a very interesting line over here. It's Sif Cut and Base. The kasav v'agos shari dura, af dvarim she'enam chotitzin lo tidbol bahen l'chatchila, gzeira atu dvarim shechotitzin. So even though we said that miyot v'eino makbid is totally okay, well actually, let's not say that. Even things that are not chotitz midrabanan, l'chatchila, you should avoid them. Why? Gzeira atu dvarim chotitzin. Now, when it says gzeira over here, it's hard to imagine that this means a gzeira medina de gemara, because the gemara actually asked this question, why don't we make a gzeira by miyot she'eino makbid, and the gemara says we can't, that would be a gzeira l'gzeira. So presumably what he means is mitzad minag, the minag is to be machmir, and therefore it's not a problem of gzeira l'gzeira. Now, you could read this line two different ways. Right? What types of things that are not chotzeitz do we say l'chatchila you should still avoid? Possibility A, it means dvarim refuyim, that you happen to be makbid alav. Right? Let's say she's wearing her clothing. That loose clothing. Up to the mikvah. So that is makbid, but it's rafoy. So it's not a chatzitza, because it's rafoy. And that's what the Hagosh Haridur is saying. Well, even though it's true that that won't be chotzeitz, but you should still avoid it. And Taka sounds a little bit that way from the placement on the Beis Yosef, because it's going on the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef asked, why didn't the Torah mention that even Kuchen B'Seyar Mahani Rifyon? And the Ramah saying, well, because even Davar Rafoy, still ideally you shouldn't be Tovel in that. This, by the way, we'll talk about this shortly, might be one interpretation of Rav Osef Shel Rashi as well. Although Rav Osef Shel Rashi thought it was Dina de Gemara to be Machmir for Davar Rafoi. But anyway, that's the first way to read this Hago Shari Dura. Option two is, it means no. Eno Makbid meaning to say Miut Veino Makbid. Right? L'chatchila, you shouldn't be Tovel in Miut Veino Makbid. Now, the Ramah also mentions this in his Hagos on Shulchan Aruch, over here. And if you look at the Sidre Tara, he understands is talking about Dvarim Refuyim. In other words, option number one. Like we saw is implied by the placement of the Darkei Moshe. On the other hand, from the placement in the Raman Shulchan Aruch, it actually sounds like option two, because it's on Sif Aleph, right? Not Sif Beis, right? Also, the way he says it, Dvarim She'enem Chotzitzin, Gzeira Atu Dvarim Chotzitzin, sounds more like Atu Davar She'makbid Alav. But either way, right, if it meant the first possibility, you would think that it should be in Sif Beis, not in Sif Aleph. So, the Taz, seemingly, Taz Sifkan Dalid, seems to understand it's talking about the second option, Miyat Sheino Makbid. That's why he asks, it should be Gzera L'Gzera, and he answers, well, we don't say Gzera L'Gzera since it's only L'Chatchila, not B'diavad. So, Lemaisa, I think the Poskim assume that we try to be machmir for both options. Now, as l'chatchila, when you have another option, we try to avoid tevila with even miut sheino makbid, as well as dvarim refuyim. In b'diavad or in certain shasat chaks where we can't avoid it, then we're mekel. We follow the dina de gemara. But l'chatchila, we try to avoid both of these things. I always thought that this chumra l'chatchila, it's only mentioned in Hilchos Tevila over here in Kufsari Ches, so I didn't think it would apply in Tevilas Kelim. It's much more kal Tevilas Kelim. It's no Isser Deraisa of Ishtamshos, Pashtos, and at worst, you know, Sanachi of Kares. So I thought, you know, you don't have to worry so much about stickers that if you're not makbid about them. Willig assumed no. He assumed that this minhag of the Ramah applies for all forms of tefila, even for tefilas kelim. Anyway, there are some sources in the Rishonim, maybe for things like this. There's a Meiri in Erev and Dalet Amud Beis and Chidusha Meiri who also says that you shouldn't be tovel for miut sheino makbid legabe seyar. Though it's not clear. He says a slightly different reason. He says because maybe actually you are makbid. But there might be some other sources of this. But as I said, Lemaisa, we try to avoid all chatzitzos in the mikvah. Now, that being the case, there is a very important Ramban that one has to keep in mind. And this is especially important because some women, due to their chasidus or due to OCD, get very, very nervous about chatzitzos. And that can certainly be very harmful. And so the Ramban writes like this. This is in Perek Tes, Halacha Chaf Hei. U'medinei ha-chatzitza lo tov heyosa adam machmir yoser midai. U'mechapes achar hasfekos lifsol tfilasa bedavar hakal. Ki imkein ein ledavar sof. Ella Achar shechafefa rosha v'sarka b'masreg v'chafefa v'rachtza kol gufa b'chamin. She did proper chafifa. She bathed and combed and washed herself. V'nizhar levilti tiga b'shem davar chotzeitz. You know, then she didn't go ahead and eat, you know, sticky stuff after she washed herself. V'tasa tfilasa b'pshita sevarea v'chol gufa. She did a normal tvila in a normal position. Lo yachnes adam rosho besfekos hachamuros asher ein lam kates v'sof. Don't start saying, well, maybe this, maybe that, maybe the other thing could have happened. Right? It's true, we said from Rav Moshe and Safik Motzei V'dei Vadai, but this is taking it too far. Right? She going, Atzmai Nabi Oser. Maybe when I was in the mikvah, I made my eyes too tight. Kartzis Efsos Ebi Yosem, Misharis Fekos, all these things you could dream up. Ki miyuchol lahavchen bein atzma biyoser bein lo atzma biyoser. So, do a good job washing yourself, checking yourself, cleaning yourself, go to the mikvah, and then don't worry about it any longer. It's basically what he's saying. Okay, you know, if you discover something on your body, you might have to ask a shayla, but don't be neurotic. It's basically what the Ramban is saying. Along similar lines, the Ramam Ipano, in a tshuva that's quoted later on by Rabbi Kiv Eger, says, Lo nitna tor lam lachay asharis. There he's talking about mucus in the nose or other things like that. And that's along similar lines. Oh. Now, the Tour over here writes a very important thing. Kevan shederach rov bnei adam lahakved bekach chotetz. So certain types of chatzitzos are chotetz. Why? Because most people are makpid. In other words, even if she isn't makpedes, it would seem that this is a problem if most people are makpid. Derech rov bnei adam. So what's the makor for this? In other words, I would have assumed that makpid means me. If I'm makbid, it's a problem. If I'm not makbid, it's not a problem. How do we know that it should be totally on derech rov bnei adam? So possibly the makor is all these mishnayos and meseches mikvos that talk about what is chatzitz and what isn't. I think Aviyah made this point. In other words, what do you need all these mishnayos? Just say the rule. If you're makbid, it's a chatzitza. If you're not makbid, it's not a chatzitza. Some halachos and mishnayos you need to find out, you know, possibly even if they are makbid, it's not a chatzitza, because water could penetrate. But there are lots and lots of mishnayos, which are basically, you know, come and as well as Seifim in our Shulchan and Siman Kuf Tzadi Ches. It's one of the reasons why it's so long. You know, the mishnayos are, you know, a woman is makbid about this, she's not makbid about that. So, why do you need mishnayos about it? The answer is that those mishnayos are taking for granted that we follow derech rov bnei adam, and the mishnayos are telling you what is derech rov bnei adam. Fine. Now, what is the reason for it? That might be a makor, but what's the reason for it? So the Beis Yosef merges two seemingly separate svaros. He says two things. He says, Batla daito etzakol adam, and he also says, Nasata dvarecha l'shiurim. Right? His lashon is, Kevan shederech rov bnei adam lahakbid bekach chotzeitz, kilomar, de batla daito etzakol adam, de imlo kein, nasata dvarecha l'shiurim. Now, this is an interesting formulation, because I would have thought those are two separate svaros. One is, Batla daito etzakol adam, which is a din de oraisa, we apply in other areas in halacha, like hotzan Shabbos or the like, schita, things like that. And the second one, nasata dvarecha shiurim, sounds to me more like a dinim de rabbanan. In other words, when Chazal were misaking things, they wanted there to be clear-cut guidelines and rules, and not situations where everybody's sort of asking, in this case, asking myself, am I makbid about this? Am I not makbid about this? I'm going to be makbid. My neighbor isn't going to be makbid. But again, the lashon of the Beis Yosef seems to merge them, and I'm not sure what that would imply. Another way to ask this type of question is to consider whether we would say this lakula. In other words, if I am makbid, but rov bnei adam are not makbid, what's the halacha? Do we say batla daito etzel kol adam? You know, if you think this far as batla daito etzel kol adam, so then you could imagine saying it lekula and lechumra. If most people are makbid, but I'm not makbid, batla daiti, and it would be a chatzitza. And likewise, if most people are not makbid, but I happen to be makbid, also batla daiti, and it wouldn't be a chatzitza. If it's a takana, so obviously you wouldn't say it lakula. Sorry?
Interact with that, you only have
We'll get to that. I'm just right now in theory. Right? Is this a din d'oraisa or is this a din d'rabbanan? One possible nafkamina would be whether we say l'kula as well or only l'chumra. And again, this might a little bit be the difference between whether it's alzbat l'daita yitzkol adam or nasata d'vechal ashurim, though again, obviously, that's not the way the Beis Yosef was looking at that. Another interesting point is, yeah?
But you wouldn't be able to, how would you be able to say bat l'daita without nasata d'vechal ashurim? Meaning, unless we already...
Rove. Whatever the rove is.
But mehecha tesit chal rove.
Meaning, what's the makor for this? What's meaning, the, how do you know bat l'daita yitzkol adam? Something like that, right?
But that already assumes the premise that you're following the rove.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Once you say bat l'daita yitzkol kol adam, if that's the reason for this halacha, so then I should be willing to say it l'kula l'chumra.
Right, but
at least entertain that possibility.
Meaning, if nasat v'rech l'shirin is the svar which is pointing me towards following what most.
You're right. If you maybe that's the way the Beis Yosef is learning it, but. I wouldn't have thought that that's what Nasat Dvarach L'Shiur means. Nasat Dvarach L'Shiur, what you're suggesting, is a Svara de Oraisa that tells me to follow Rov and say, but L'Dai to Eitzel. So, is that true? Is Nasat Dvarach L'Shiur a Svara de Oraisa? Maybe. That's not the way I would have, not the association I have with that phrase. You have to look, Shas, see where we say that Svara. And then, you know, the Torah uses the lashon of rov. It's an interesting question. What would be, this is another nafkamina perhaps, what the svara is. Let's say it's 60-40. 60% people are makbid, 40% aren't makbid. And I'm of the people that aren't makbid. What's the halacha? So do we follow rov? Pashtus, I would think, is you don't say bat l'daita yitzkol adam for 40%. But l'daito etzel kaladim is for a tiny percentage of the population that's really mishunadik, they're weirdos. So we say, but l'daito etzel kaladim, they're weirdos, but not a class of weirdos. And we don't say it again. They're just random weirdos. But if it's 40%, right? So again, what's this far? Is this as far as rov or but l'daito? You could get out of that question. You could say that any time you know there's a rove, it's going to be a very strong rove. Because we're talking, you know, how else are you going to know? You took a survey? It's almost impossible to ever have a 60% rove for something like this. Because how do we know there's a rove? We know! Not because we took a survey. You're going to survey the whole world? Which we'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. You have to follow the whole world or not. Let's assume for a moment you have to follow the whole world. You took a survey? No, we're not talking about like a Ruben Issa Kaman. We just know, right? Ruben Issa Kamans are almost invariably overwhelming roves. You know, rove are not Islandists and Cerisim and Trefos and the like. Because since you're not actually counting, the only way you're going to know there's a rove is if it's overwhelming. Unless you like have a choppy one, like Mixus Zachar, Mixus Nekeva, plus Miot Nefilim, where you could like technically, mathematically have a Ruben Issa Kaman. But other than cases like that, anytime you have a Ruben Issa Kaman, it's going to have to be overwhelming, otherwise you couldn't possibly know there's a rove without actually counting. So you could say anyway it's not shaykh to have a 60-40 case, which is why the Torah is comfortable saying rove, and the Beis Yosef could say it's alz bat l'daito, because there's no such thing as rove that isn't bat l'daito, because you're never going to have a rove that's not an overwhelming rove. Okay, that I could hear. Anyway, Lamai says, you know, the Rishonim argue about this question, about whether we say it l'kula l'chumra or not. The Rashba seems to hold that we always follow Rov B'nei Adam. And we would say about l'dayto l'kula or l'chumra, so even if I happen to be makbid, most people aren't makbid, it would be okay, it would be a valid chatzitza. The Rambam mikvaos dalet tezvav, as well as the tours understood by the Beis Yosef, say that if she's makpedes, it's chotzes, even if Rov B'nei Adam aren't makbid. And then the Beis Yosef says, well, if that's true, does the Rambam hold that you ever look at Rov? And he's saying, tarti l'chumra, it's a chatzitza if Rov B'nei Adam are makbid, and if I'm makbid, or no. The Rambam says, we only look at the individual, because after all, the Rambam didn't say anything about Rov. And the Beis Yosef himself leaves the matter b'tzarach iyun. The Sidrei Taras of Kant Test tries to argue that the Rambam would agree to the Rashba for that, meaning say the Rambam would hold of the Chumrah of the Rashba, but also she's Makbid. Now, the Shulchan Aruch himself paskins that if Rav Bnei Adam are Makbid and she's not Makpedes, it is a Chatzitza. But on the other question, the Beis Yosef was not Machria. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch does not say what the Halacha is if she's Makpedes, but Rav Bnei Adam are not Makpedim, i.e., the possible Machlokas Rambam Rashba. However, the Darkei Moshe quotes the Mordechai, who's Machmir about that Shaila, and the Shachs of Katan Beis also cites the Rambam, sounds like he's Machmir, and that's Halach L'maisa the way we follow. Halach L'maisa we follow whether this is Mikra Din or not, is a different question, but we Machmir that anything is considered Makbid if either most people are Makbid or if I individually am Makbid. Either way, we treat that as Makbid. Yeah.
Would Rebbe see it as if the Machlokas Taz and Shachar and Taz says only if it's Rov, but if it would be, I'd say, Mixas Bnei Adam and she's not Makbid.
We're going to talk about that in a moment. Okay. Yes?
What is the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Hei Hachra that is Machmir?
Let's see. Shulchan Aruch in Sif Hei says, it doesn't say it sounds like he's machmir for the Rambam, right? That's your diak right here. Is that the lashon of the Rambam? And the tour, does he have that lashon? The Tur has that halacha twice. Go to check. I hear. It's an interesting diuk. It's an interesting diuk. I don't remember. Is that the Lashon Rambam? So maybe that's a good deal. Okay, think about it. So maybe it could be Mount. Yeah. That's a question. Is this a Achra like the Rambam? Okay. Fine. Now, what about if Rov Bnei Adam are normally not Makbid, but sometimes Makbid, and she is never Makbid. She is never Makbid. So, maybe we have to be Machmir here, because we basically have two Chumras. Right? First of all, we accept the Ravid, as we mentioned last time, that if I am Makbid some of the time, that's a Chatzitza, even if I'm not Makbid now, right? I wear my ring 99% of the time, but 1% of the time when I need, I take off my ring. So even though I'm not Makbid Rishas Tvila, I bathe in my ring, but still it's a Chatzitza, because I am Makbid to take off my ring for needing. And we know, we also follow the Rashba, that if both people are Makbid, even if I'm not Makbid, it's a problem. So let's even take the ring example. This is probably more of a Shaila for Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. Let's say, I never take off my ring, even for kneading. I leave my ring on 100% of the time, even for kneading. But most people do take off their rings occasionally, like for kneading. Not most of the time. In other words, most of the time, let's say married women, their wedding rings, they leave it on most of the time, their wedding bands. They take it off occasionally for kneading, for bathing maybe, whatever it is. But most of the time, well, let's not say bathing, we'll leave out that they take it off for kneading and other such things, painting, but they leave it on most of the time. So if you know, the question in a sense is, do we combine the Chumrah, the Rashba, plus the Ravid? The Vasachas, to say that, right, no bathing, let's say if it's for Netilas Yadayim, right? Rove women except for halachic reasons, aren't makbid to take off their rings when they wash. And they're not makbid to take off their rings. And most of the time they wear the rings, and I always wear my ring. Am I allowed to wear my rings for, let's say, Netil Siadai? That's the question. So again, the pashtus, you should have to be machmir, right? Because we accept the Chum of the Rashba, we accept the Chum of the Raibid. Why shouldn't we accept them together? The Chut HaShani, though, argues, it's on page Reish Pei Zayin, that even according to the Shach and the Rambam, if Rov Bnei Adam are not usually, the Rashba, if Rov Bnei Adam are not usually makfid, only occasionally, and I'm not makfedis at all, it's not a chatzitza. That's what he says. So, yeah, the halacha. So therefore, again, if we, the example we said before, if I don't ever take off my ring, and most people don't usually take off their rings, including for Netil Siadayim, so like washing your hands, so then it would be okay to leave it on. Now, if I sometimes take off my ring for kneading or for whatever it is, for showering, then it would be a problem. But if I never take off my ring, it would be okay. Now, the context he is talking about is a different Shaila. He's talking about, I'm not exactly sure, but there's a woman who has black pores in her face that, like, black specks form in them, which are chatzitzos. You could wash them out. She's not makbid. She doesn't want to bother cleaning them. She used to be when she was single. But now she's married, so the point. And she doesn't ever makbid. She's never makbid, no matter what. She never. But most women who have these things are makbid, but just some of the time. It's a big pain to take them out. So when they are all dressed up, maybe they're makbid. But most of the time, they're not makbid. And she's never makbid. So he's makil. Now, what's the lamdas? So, one way to understand the lamdas here is that we can't say batla daito etzel kol adam unless rov people are makbid about this. Now, the fact that rov people are makbid about this at some point in the future won't make this particular activity be batel now. Now, that actually gets to the very lamdas of the Raivid, which is, what's the pshat in the Raivid? Is the pshat in the Raivid that because I'm makbid in the future, I'm makbid now? Or is the pshat in the Raivid that I have to be concerned about, my future concern is relevant? But that's, I think, that's the way I would have said the svara, that we don't say batla daito here because most people are not makbid about this situation. So there's nothing stopping this from being batel now. He says it a little differently, but a similar svara. He says, "V'af im omer she'ena." No, that's not where he says it. He does add another point. He says, even if she says the only reason why I don't take out these black spots is because it takes too much time. Like, in theory, I would love them to disappear, but it's a pain. Still, lemaisa, she's not makbid. And that's what he says. In terms of the svara, he says it a little differently than I said it. I don't know if it comes out so differently. There's a similar diuk that you could make in the Taz. The Sidur Torah makes this diuk in the Taz, Sifkat and Base. I don't know if this is what you were referring to, Shmuel. Mm-hmm. But the Taz implies that if right now she's not makbid, but at other times she is makbid, but most people are never makbid, then it's not a chatzitza. Right? Now, this isn't the same case as what we just had. This is more chamor, because if she's sometimes makpedes, and other people are also sometimes, it's a problem. It's more kal and more chamor. But the point is that here too we have a situation where we're not applying the Raivid. This is like, we don't combine the Raivid with the Rambam, right? As opposed to the Chut HaShani, which is we don't combine the Ravid with the Rashba. So in that sense, they're both very similar to each other, in that the rule, basically, these are two applications of the same idea, which is that the rule that we are machmir, either if she's machbid or if most people are machbid, is relevant for now. Is relevant for now, but not future. So in this case, she is sometimes machbid. Most people don't care about this at all. She sometimes cares about it, but now she wouldn't care about it. Now she's not machpedis for tevila, rechitza, so then that's okay. Now, this is a diak from the tour, and a Shulchan Aruch, to support this. The Taz makes this diak, argues this is their view. The Siddur Tara disagrees with the Taz, and he argues that according to the Rambam it would be Aser B'chiya Gavna, and he tries to argue maybe even the Torah and Shulchan Aruch don't say like the Taz. Well, this is an interesting question as to understanding, you know, how we look at the Ravid in terms of this Machlokas, Rambam and Rashba. Yeah?
Rebbe was saying sometimes being Machlok for the Ravid. The way we understood the Ravid vision is if Ben Yosef, wouldn't it an occasional kapita be that sometimes she takes off her ring when she needs, but other times when she needs, she's not going to take off the ring? Because according to the Ravid, that gufa is, that's not an occasional kapita. The kapita is that.
Well, the Zichron Yosef didn't say that. The Zichron Yosef said, again, we'll have a chance to explore this more carefully when we get there, but the Zichron Yosef said that it's only when right now, this is at least the way that Rav Moshe understands the Zichron Yosef. The Zichron Yosef is unclear. He just says, occasionally, right? Well, who cares about occasionally, and what's the shear? Once every 5 days, 10 days, 30 days, 80 days? So the way Rav Moshe understands the Zichron Yosef is that if right now she wasn't in the mikvah, she could have been doing X, and if she was doing X, she would be makbid, so then it's a chatzitza now.
So wouldn't an occasional kapita be that when she does X, sometimes she's makbid, as opposed to...
What's the halacha? 50% of the time she needs, she is makbid, and 50% of the time she isn't makbid?
Isn't that what the Taz means when he says occasionally she's makbid?
No, I thought that meant... I mean, it could be that. I think that would be the same. I don't think... But I just meant there's some random thing that she does that she's makbid about. That's what I thought the Taz meant. It could be needing, whatever... If there's any time that she's makbid to remove X, even if it's a regular, you know, she's regularly makbid to remove X. But most people don't ever bother removing X. And right now she couldn't care less. Then he's makel. That's when the Taz is makel. The Siddur Tara disagrees. Okay. Now, I guess we're just about out of time. One last point for Sif Aleph, and then next time we'll start with Sif Dalet. What place, right? What do I mean to say? What place? Rove of what? Washington Heights, New York, tri-state area, America, world, from women, right? This is obviously a very important question. So the Birkei Yosef discusses this in Hukos Netil Sidayim. Venera Lee. D'iadinan deruba de'alma makpidim gam legabe shar makomos amrinan makom zeh batel deruba de'alma. In other words, even though you live in a place where nobody's makbid, right? You live in a very dirty town, but they're chazirim, so you could be makel for your ksamim, but not for your chatzitzos. So if you have blood chatzitzos all over your body, because there's blood everywhere in your town, it doesn't help. This rove of the world is makbid about this, so we say batla die to etzel kol adam. Now, I think he would agree that you don't have to be choshish for that. So he says, v'nira iadinan deruba d'alma makbid. In other words, otherwise you could never pass in these shilas, because you don't have to worry about, maybe nowadays you could, but you know, until recently, right, how do I know I live in Poland, right? I don't know what they do in 98% of the world, and I have no way of knowing. We don't have to be choshish for that. But he says, if you know that your place is Mishinadik and most of the world is Makbid, then you have to be Makbid. Otherwise, I don't have to be so mistopic for it. Reb Willig thinks you don't have to go chosesh for the whole world, but you follow the Medina. Now, this l'chora relates to the machlokas Tosos and Rashba in Shabbos and Erev. I don't want to get into it now, but that's what Reb Willig thinks. But even Reb Willig does not know how to define a Medina. Meaning to say, New York, what about New Jersey, Tri-State, right? Even America, very hard, even if you say Medina. And there are Rishonim that used Medina elsewhere, again, especially in Masechet Shabbos, which is where Reb Willig is coming from. But in a practical sense, defining Medina is also not going to be so easy in the modern world. But one thing that you do see that's very interesting is you don't follow, like, Rov from people. How do I know that? From Reb Chaim Ozer's famous tshuva about manicures. We're going to talk about that a little later. Reb Chaim Ozer thinks, technically speaking, though there's a minhag, you shouldn't do this, but if manicure, nail polish, is not a chatzitza, assuming you're happy it's there, which presumably you are. I, Rove women, are makba to take it out for tevila. So this actually gets up back into the halachic peda issue that we had before. But he says a different thing. He says, that's not the Rove. That's the miyot. The Rove people in the world are very happy to have painted nails. So they're a miyot. Right? Again, you could have given a different answer to that question. He says that's far a little bit also. But we look at Rove of the world. Rove of the world is very happy with nail polish. And therefore, we wouldn't say but l'dayte so chladam, since Rove people aren't makbid and she's not makbid, so it's okay. Yeah?
Two questions.
Are we holding them up? Why don't we... I'll take your questions privately, but I don't want to keep them. Yeah?
Do we say, like, do we take both genders into account if it would be something that is shocking to men?
Right. No, Pash does.
As in, let's say, painting nails is only shocking, so we wouldn't consider men in the